Okay, the first part is the background, which is the Yao Tian Donovan conjecture, and also the conjecture proposed by Apostolov and Kettler Bank and Gudasung and Friedman Tonnison. So the second part will be Calabi flow, stability of the Calabi flow. Near and extreme metric. So the third part will be the Calabi flow on toric surface, toric variety. The last part is a quantization method. So let me begin the first part. In this case, we don't talk about the general clear classes. We talk about the integral clear classes. So which means you have a line bundle, ample line bundle of a manifold. So L is ample. And then you say, suppose H is a hemisymmetric on L, and omega is curvature form of L, of H. And you can see that about the following Kettler class, which is omega plus IDD bar greater than zero, and this is the Kettler class. And the Yao Tian Donovan conjecture is asking a conjecture. Yao Tian Donovan conjecture is about following the existence of constant scalar Kettler metric on HW is equivalent to say that this one is K stable. So we don't talk about what the definition of the K stable, but one we can change a view that so we can say about what does the constant scalar curvature means. So that means if you look at this HW, you can define this Kettler, you can define this Calabi energy on this one. So you can say that define this one to be R minus so you can define this Calabi energy. So this CSCK, we said we learned constant scale curvature metric, Kettler metric is a critical point, is a minimizer of the Calabi energy. And it is, you can see that actually the Kähler Einstein metric of, sorry, yes. So the Kähler Einstein metric is a special case of the CSCK metric when you say that the Lie bundle is anti-canonical Lie bundle. It's a special case of CSCK metric. Okay, since we talked about the minimizer of Calabi energy, so the critical point, you can say as the critical point of this Calabi energy is actually satisfies that the gradient function of this is a real holomorphic vapor field. So we call these kind of things as extreme metric. And you can see that, you can see the following picture. Which is the Kähler Einstein metric. It's included as a CSCK metric. And it's included as an extreme metric. Because if you talk about if this one is a constant, then the gradient is zero, which obviously a holomorphic vapor field. Okay, so now because the Yalcin-Thomson conjectures only say about the constant curvature Kähler metric, and the question is if you can extend this one to the extreme metric. So the conjecture made by Gaber, the Kilikidi. He said that he extended this one to the existence. Well, roughly speaking, he says that the existence of extreme metric is equivalent to say that this L is K stable relative to T. However, the T is a maximum total action. However, there is a kind of example provided by Apostolov and Kadobank Gudashung and Tolis, Friedman Tonison. So, which means this conjecture is generally not true. So, then how can we relate the existence problem with the stability? So, this conjecture proposed by Apostolov, Kadobank, Gudashung, and Friedman Tonison is that he talked about a very special case only on the projected bundles. So, he says that if X is the projected bundle of a curve C. C is a curve with genus. Then X at the mid extreme metric in some Kähler classes. It's equivalent to say that E can be speeded to EI. EI is stable. So this one you can see that it's a generalization of the Thomson Yao Wuhlenberg theorem. Okay, now how does those problems related to the Calabi flow? So Because okay, so here's the question. So the answer, so the approach, I should say approach. So they already did a lot of work on this conjecture. So they opposed off, they say that if Calabi flow exists for all time and converge to n extreme metric, if there's one, then the conjecture ACGF is 2. Okay, so that it motivates to consider the following question. So the second part is the Calabi flow near the extreme metric. So here is suppose that this is an extreme metric. Now any metric you're studying from, any metric that along close to enough this one, the question is if the Calabi flow will eventually flow to here. The answer is positive, and the answer yes, if the initial metric is invariant under the maximum compact group of the reduced automorphism group. This is work is done by myself and Kaifeng. General one. So if we reject to the this one, then we should consider the Calabi flow and Tolek variety. So the third part, Calabi flow in this case, I have to especially write out the equation Calabi flow. So the Calabi flow is actually is you deform the Kinder potential along the is scale curvature. Okay, and Calabi proves that the Calabi flow decreases the Calabi energy. And Chen and He prove that the Sodan existence yes, not necessary. You can see that it is a gradient flow of the K energy, or the Mabuchi-Yau energy. So, since we are talking about this, suppose we talk about this manifold, it is a K, it is a, it is you have a toric structure there. Then you have a Mohr map tells you that you have a point of P, and there's a this so-called symmetric potential there. So the flow initially is the flow can be written as partial U partial T as so it's really you switch these two things. So this is the you really run the flow on P on this on the point of P. Okay. So we want to talk about the obstructions of this flow. So the Kabi flow exists for all time if the following third condition is condition is satisfied. One is the global energy is bounded for all t. Second one, the gradient of Riemannian curvature is bounded after pulling up. So the blowing up sense is the same as Lucy flow that you escape by the maximum of linear curvature. The third one is the gradient of the R in this the point of using the Euclidean metric is bounded for all time. So here there are several remarks here. First one, when n equals to 2, it's automatically true. Because in this case, that Kabi flow decreases the Kabi energy, and the Kabi energy is just minus the total energy, is constant. So when n equals to 2, it's automatically true. And then the second one, this one is proved recently, by Jeff Street. So what he shows that is you can establish the what you should estimate of Lisch flow in the Kabi flow. So when the case when n equals to 2, that's the only thing left with the third condition. Okay. So when n equals 2, the obstruction comes from. So why do I define this weird gradient R? That because I want to use this one to control the M condition defined by Donaldson. So M condition is the way that you can control the injective radius. So if one can has the non-conducting result in this Kabi flow, then you don't need the third part. Okay. There is in this case to prove this theorem, one needs to do the blowing up estimate, and then you have to classify the singularities as in Ricci flow. So there's the several singularity that exist, and the only thing maybe interesting will be this one. One kind of a singularity. So it's U is a smooth, strictly convex function on Rn, and you have A Uij equal to 0. UABCD, UCDAB, that's equal to C, and C, Gwilion you expanded. Then actually it shows that U does not exist. So if U is a smooth function on Rn satisfy those three conditions, it will not exist. So this equation maybe look a little if you are force derivative. So you can rewrite the equation. This UijIj equals zero is equivalent to say that this Uij one of determinant p squared u I j equal to zero. So it looks very like it looks very similar to this Schrodinger and Wang's work on this Plato problem and Boston problem. So here you have some coefficient which is different. So one may ask that the following question. If we only assume Uij, Ij equals to zero, then can we show U is a quadratic polynomial? So since it is similar to the Schrodinger and Wang's work on the Plato problem, and one may wish to use their method to really solve this one. Well, yeah, in 2002, Wang's postdoc, I think his name is Zhou, proved this using the Schrodinger Wang's method. He actually showed us that when n equals 2, then it has to be a quadratic polynomial. And also independently, n less equal to 5 is proved by Fei and Li. For n greater than 5, it is still an open question. And in n equals to 2, in Schrodinger Wang's work, they use Cavallari's results for the Cavallari Goodrich's results on the linearized real Meyer equations. But in this one, Zhou's work, he avoid using the powerful machinery from Cavallari Goodrich. So okay. So the last part is quantization method. So generally speaking, H omega this is infinite dimensional space. So the idea is to approximate it by finite dimensional space. That remember we have ample lambda of x, okay? So we can tensor a power, and then it can then with k big enough, this will be very ample. Okay, large enough. So in this case, we can actually embed this x to the CP and k. Where NK is the dimension of your HG of your linear system. So then you can pull back the metric of the CBNK, the standard metric, standard metric fullback to X, and then that tells us that the question of Yao asks whether that the when k goes to infinity, when you pull back this fullback metric NK, that it converges to the original one. And the answer it is this by 10 is C2. The converge will be C2, and by 1 is will be C infinity. And then by Catalin Zerdich, you can express the Bergmann kernel clearly in this case. So why do I talk about this? Because I want to control this. I want to use this method to control the gradient R. So question is, can we use quantization to control gradient R? So when you talk about this rejection, so you basically you have this HK, which is the pullback steel metric, and so this is a finite dimensional. So actually, you have to also quantize this Calvi flow. So you can quantize Calvi flow then you get this balanced flow. You can define a similar notation of the energy, and you can flow the killer potential. You can flow the killer potential in the direction of the negative direction. So the result of Geoffrey says that I think it's a theorem of Geoffrey and Liu Ma. It says that the balancing flow will converge to the Calvi flow if the Calvi flow exists. Well, the question is the balancing flow, because it is a finite dimensional flow, and actually it becomes an ODE rather than a PDE. So this guy is always has long time existence. So the question is if we can control, the question turns out to be that if we can control this one for each K, if we can do that, then we can solve the whole thing. Remember that this one, the balancing flow is always used for all time. So, yeah, I think that's it for today.
Can you?
No. There are many approaches that I want to try, and this is only one of them. But it is very hard, generally speaking. So to control everything is to control the integrity leaders, which is quite hard.